4 PM mobile.
4 HX.
Sir. About 4 minutes early, but comes in at 5:30. How you doing this morning?
Good. You're getting ready to cross the state line, so my signal should clean up here pretty quick.
It's getting there. Man, I need to talk to a little bit more. I always forget there's a couple more repeaters in the area that I can reach. Man, oh man. Got a lot of stuff to do, a lot of time, but the motivation is never there.
That, I think we all suffer from the same, that same disease sometimes.
I hope it all changes after the surgery, but I'm waiting for it. Just waiting.
Waiting to find out when I'm going to have my knee replaced too, so I'm going to be out for a little while.
My doc says a month at the least, 6 months at the most. He says it all depends on me with the back. I was like, yeah, yes, sir.
And mine told me I'd be out of work for 8 to 12 weeks, so I'm expecting the 12 weeks, but hoping for quicker.
A co-worker, she got a hip done, and she was back six? Yeah, it was 6 weeks she was back.
I talked to several people, and they say the hip's easier than the knee. I don't understand why, but they say it is. I don't know. I guess I'm going to find out.
I don't understand that. I know whenever they do spine surgery or something that's not really major on the spine or the knees and stuff, they make you stand up as soon as you're done with surgery just to see if you get, if your mobility is there. I remember that when they did my first spine surgery, they made me get up as soon as I was awake enough. Gotta love outpatient care.
Well, they have come a long way with surgery in the last little bit, so I'm hoping everything goes smooth.
Yeah, knee surgeries that I saw when I was working in the OR, they weren't the outpatient type. I've heard about one or two outpatient ones when they did the knee, but not too often.
You go home till you can climb the number of steps you got going into your house, from what I understand.
Thank God I don't live at Mom's house anymore.
5 steps making it into the house. Once I'm inside, I don't have any more, but I got 5 to get in.
When I bought this house down here in Belton, I made sure it was a single floor. Man, oh man. Mom's 2-story house that I stayed in when I came back from the desert. Wow. I do not miss that.
Be glad that I'm living in a single level house when I get back from surgery.
Well, sir, I'm getting into interstate. Gonna put both hands on the wheel. Have a great day at work, and we'll talk at you later. AE4BM mobile.
Have a great day, and look forward to talking to you on that log. KO4HKX mobile.
Patrick, KO4HKX.
Ned, hope you're having a good day so far.
Far so good. Got a cup of coffee, my first one, so we're fixing to kick it off right. How are things going?
On the mountain right now, hit that foggy stretch, temperature change, and the rain out here, so people don't know how to dim their headlights, but other than that, we're doing great.
And that thunder and lightning we had?
Some heavy storms yesterday evening.
Lasted maybe 10, 15 minutes at the most.
Raining most of the night, but we had some heavy storms throughout the night too.
The lightning and thunder probably lasted maybe 30 minutes here. It was more back towards Walhalla, 6 mile picking than it was here.
Across the house last night. Right around 9:15 is when it started during the net. As soon as I got checked into the net, I killed all my radio equipment and put it up for the evening.
Don't blame you one bit. We got a hobby I love, but boy, it sure is expensive.
After that, it is an expensive hobby.
Radio Shack 2-liter mobile unit. You know somebody that's just starting out and they don't have much cash so they can buy new stuff, I'll be more than glad to forward it to them.
That, I don't know anybody right off, but I will definitely keep it in mind.
50 watt, but you live near the repeater or live in town, that's more than plenty for you to hit the repeater. I mean, I used to talk on it sitting over here and hitting the repeater there. So it seems to do a decent job.
I'm sure it'll do fine, and if nothing else, it'll encourage you to move on up.
I had Elmer help me, so I'm just carrying on the tradition.
That's what it's all about, is helping the younger ones come in.
Seeing that release or letter, whatever you want to call it, from the FCC that everybody's so scared that they're going to do away with the ham radio license.
I've seen that one, the one delete, where they're looking for suggestions on how they can deregulate the hobby.
I understand it's more pointed toward the commercial businesses and stuff.
I kind of got the same thing, and I don't know. I don't think doing away with the licensing to get into the hobby is a good idea. That barrier to entry is what one of the things that keeps the hobby as good as what it is.
You're 100%. Look what happened to CB's after they did away with the license.
Article yesterday, in fact, about bringing back Morse code as part of the requirement to get your license. So they don't know which way it's going to go, and right now it's all a bunch of talk, so I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock into it yet.
Well, every April Fool's, I've always seen where they say that the FCC is going to bring back CW for part of the test, so I pay that no more attention than anything.
So, I don't know what to believe right now. I'll wait till it's been around a little longer and people start to get a little more uproar about it before I believe too much of it.
They going to do what they want to do, and the rest of us out here just has to abide by it, I guess.
That is true. So, but like I said, I don't think it's going to happen. Not anytime soon, anyway. Too many people understand that barrier to entry is what keeps the hobby where it's at. But we do need to start making better use of our band plan and making the hobby more enjoyable by bringing in people that want to learn and want to share and be a part of it. I think, now this is my personal opinion, and I don't mean to make anybody mad by saying it. I think the getting in and DXing and just making a contact and moving on has got a lot to do with why the hobby's where it's at. And people people have forgotten how to communicate. We need to teach them how to communicate again. And you don't do that by call sign and 5-9 my location. That's it. You don't do that. That's not teaching somebody to communicate.
Really didn't make me mad, but I agree with you. I get on just about every day, and I would say 90% of my contacts, if that's what they want, is contact and signal check and location, and that's it. And then there's some that want to sit and talk a little bit, but there's not many of the old-timers like us that got in here to actually meet people and talk to them, try and see what we can get into.
Watch those people, the ones that are doing that, not that there's anything wrong with it. It's not that. It's just that's all anybody wants to do in the digital where they're not communicating. Some of that's great in testing your equipment and learning that, but there again, the whole point of this hobby is communication and expanding your knowledge. Well, you can't do that by making a signal report and contacting and moving on. And just seeing how many countries and you can talk to. You're not furthering the hobby that way. And we have forgotten how to communicate with one another.
I think contesting is what brought a lot of that on. Because if you look, ARRL, when they had their big contest, 2 weeks ago, that's all you did was give your location and signal strength.
That's how come I don't get on the HF bands much. I don't have any use for that. And the digital side of things that I like to do, I can still carry on a conversation. I can pass you small messages. I can, I can send you a small picture, or, that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that I'm learning, not just signal reporting, handshake, and move on. I want to get to know somebody. I want to get to build that relationship or, further that part of it, not 5-9, KO4HK, see ya.
And where you coming from, but like I said, I think contesting is what it brought all that on. But I enjoy it. I still get on, and if that's what they want, that's what I let them have. But I've noticed that most of the people that actually sit down and have a conversation with or my age and above, and as far as country, the guys more over in England and Ireland, Scotland, they're more the ones who'll sit down and talk with than the rest of them.
And like I said, that's the reason I don't get on the HF bands a whole lot. That's just not anything that interests me is the contesting. Now, I've participated in Winter Field Day, and I enjoyed it, but it was more about the people I was with and the skill set than it was about making a contact. We didn't make that many contacts, but we had a great time and learned a lot from each other.
Done field day, and as far as the digital stuff, that just don't entice me at all. Not to say that it's not fun, but, I'm glad the guys that enjoy it get to do it, but it's just not me.
Well, mine is WinLink, where I can send you an email, I can send you a text message, I can pull resources like weather, maps, I can pull all that information. It's more than just the handshake over digital and that's it. And then like JSA call, I can still type. We can carry on a conversation, but it's typing. It's keyboard to keyboard. It's not voice, but it's you can move traffic that way. And that's more what I'm interested in. If there's no conversation in it or no means of communication other than the contact, sharing your contact information, I don't mess with it.
On here, and I'll talk to anybody. You know me, I'll talk to you, though.
I'm right there with you. I'm sure people get tired of hearing me on this repeater.
They're the same for me. Where's the rest of the guys? They sleeping in this morning?
Get out here till 5:30 or later.
The reason I missed yesterday is dog got me up. She wanted to go out about 3:15, and I stretched back out, and I said, I'm going to get up now in just a little bit. Yeah, my little bit was 7:30.
I wasn't on time yesterday. I didn't have to get up as early. I had an eye exam yesterday at 10:45 in the middle of the day. So I couldn't justify driving down here and turn around and driving back. So it cost me a whole day. So I was at the house most of the day yesterday.
My exam coming up in May. I have to have it done every year. I wear contacts. I got where I could not stand wearing glasses.
Getting there with you. It's not my favorite thing to do since I've had to start wearing them, I don't know, 2 years ago. A year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that. I can't. Driving me crazy. So I went back. I got another eye exam, and I got my another pair of glasses, and I've learned from this pair, my first pair, and I changed a few things, so I'm hoping that it'll be a little better experience the next go-around.
He was trying to do some work and start sweating, especially out in the yard, and them things sliding down your nose and sliding off. I said, nope, enough's enough. So I went to Contact Plus. They are a lot cheaper.
Glasses are expensive, and especially from what I can tell, if you want a nice set, a nice set in the aspect of, oh, look at me, but a nice set that actually works and does what you want them to do, they're expensive.
For an AP Friday, I pay $26 for a year supply. I buy the one that you can wear for 30 days, 24 hours a day. Just put drops in your eyes, and I'm happy as I can be.
I may end up looking into that myself. It's just, I wear bifocals, so I don't know if they can do anything with that for contacts or not. I haven't made it to that far.
And bifocals. I know what you're talking about, and yes, they can. There for a long time, I was what they call mono. My left eye was set up for reading, and my right eye was set up for distance.
That would just drive me nuts, I believe, until your brain learned to mesh the two.
Never noticed it from the start. When you start reading, like the doctor told me, he said, as soon as you start reading, he said, through your left eye, the brain will cut the right eye off, and vice versa. So I couldn't do any different from day one.
May have to give that a try.
Get away. I mean, now I've got mine set up for distance, and if I need to read real, real fine print, I put a pair of glasses on, but I would say 95% of the time I just hold it down just a little bit further, and I don't need reading glasses with the contacts I got.
I'll have to see what I can do there. But it ain't even rained down here in Traveler's Rest. The roads are dry. I mean, we got drenched last night.
So it rains real heavy here, like I said, about 15 minutes, and it seemed to be gone. Now, it may be raining now. I didn't go out and look. But when I let the dog out, she went out and come right back in. So it may have been raining because she hates to get wet.
Right here, Traveler's Rest, they ain't got hardly any rain. I mean, I can tell the road's a little bit wet, but it's 95% dry, so up at the house, man, we got a good bit of rain, so I don't know. It's funny how that works. Morning, guys.
Good morning, KM4NAP.
Morning, Eric. KM4HKX.
This morning.
Making my way down the mountain, or already down the mountain, making my way to the tool truck now, so doing great.
Good, I can't complain this morning. I done ready the coffee pot, so I'm happy.
Access road on next 85 here, about to get my breakfast and head in the office to see if I still have a job this morning.
That ain't good. I hope everything works out.
20% tariff on 80% of our manufacturing is going to hurt, so there's probably going to be some changes in the way we do things.
Trust me, I know what you're talking about. It's affecting me also.
Vietnamese delegation that's on its way over here can work something out. I know Vietnam was trying to slash and burn their tariffs to try to keep Trump from doing something that big, but yeah, I just hope they can work it out because, you know, 46% and we don't have a business.
Hope we move all their stuff from China to Vietnam.
A big chunk of it after the 2000, I forget when he did the first round of tariffs, but yeah, we moved quite a bit of it to Vietnam. It actually is Vietnam.
My daughter-in-law used to do the parts ordering and stuff. She worked in the main office. And when they moved over to their new building there on 85, one company came in and put some jingle in front of her and stole her away.
The building I work in, I'm on the first floor, but I manage an engineering team that does motor controllers. So, yeah, I've been with the company for about 7 years, and, yeah, we've seen some things, but we've never seen anything like this before.
Tariff war stuff needs to cool it on everybody. I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking about all the countries. We need to stick together and sort of help each other out. I don't see why they want to charge a tariff on anything. But I guess that's how the government makes some money.
I'm about to get my breakfast. I'll be back in about 5-10 minutes, something like that. WTJKT, back in a bit.
KO4HK.
How bad did it hurt you?
Everything we sell, or not everything, but probably 80% of what we sell is from overseas. So, what does that tell you? It's crazy how our prices are going up.
I can understand that. I can understand wanting to get the companies come back to the United States and be made in America again, but I tell you, the cost of a car is, from what I understand, 60% of it, the cost of it's labor, and that really hurts everybody.
I don't know. These companies, the corporations have gotten way too greedy. They're not making a 35% margin like they used to be. You know, that they're making way more than that in general now. So the corporations overall, it's just gotten way out of hand there. Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's the American way. If you can do it, do it. But I don't know. There's a lot that goes into it than more than what we see. I don't know what the answer is, but, you know, here we are. I'm not the one making the decisions. I just got to live with them.
Gets me is these companies, if they can give their CEO a $10 million bonus at the end of the year, they can take that $10 million and put it in the employee's back pocket or bring the cost of their product down, one or the other. Paying their CEOs like that bonus, I don't go with it.
There again, you recruit the better help that way, but at the same time, you get what we got now. So, like I say, I don't know what the exact answer is, but... And I don't know that anybody does. So, all we can do at this point...
Hey, people, Randy. Well, I tell you, nowadays, all you can do is cross your fingers and hope for the best.
I'm not going to the tool show this year, which is this month. I think it's in 2 weeks. But I've been monitoring what's going on with it. They've come out and said that they can't guarantee any of the prices. So if you order something, you don't know what the price of it's going to be until it's billed out. And that's not a good way to conduct business. I'm just saying, I'm not supposed to them. I'm just saying that's no way to run a business, period. But what else do you do?
Get back to an 1800s way of doing business.
Like I was saying, I don't know what the answer is. All I got to do is deal with it because I'm not the one making the decisions.
Offman has a solution, but that's not going to happen, and the torches and pitchforks aren't either. So I don't know what the real answer is either.
I think the companies have lost focus on the most important part of their business, and that's the employees. Because if they didn't have the employees, they wouldn't have a job.
Employees are about to lose their jobs because of this. So I hope it all works out for him.
I just don't understand these outlandish bonuses for the CEOs. Their most important part of any business, manufacturing or whatever, is the people that's making the product. That's the ones that you will protect and take care of.
TFW Mobile.
Ken, KO4HGX. I was wondering if you was out there. I was just looking at the clock.
Yeah, I've been here a minute or two.
Ken, KM4NAP.
Over there last night, Ken?
But I see everything's wet, so I have no idea. If it rained hard, I didn't hear it, but I was sleeping pretty good.
About the time I asked that question, I said, he was asleep by the time the storm come through.
And last night. Putting in that fiber optic network, and that they were out there till like 8:30.
Things like that when they're doing that, get a bonus for getting it done early. So they try to get it done, I guess. And you never know with the rain what you're gonna have, so you better do it while you can.
They said something on the news about 85 southbound, but I didn't catch where it was at.
So it's probably not on my trip.
Personally, yeah, mobile.
Andrew, KO4HGX.
Morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
KN4NAP.
Anthony, KO4HGX here. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Morning, Anthony.
KM4NAP.
Through the state line this morning, so my signal maybe broke up some.
First transmission, but that one was pretty good.
Here where I live, it's a little bit down in a hole, so I have to wait sometimes to get out of it and get on up a little bit.
I'm all about that. This is where I'm at. 12-hour shift over there at the hospital.
I do 3-12s a week. I do it like a self-scheduling type thing. I have to work every other weekend. But yeah, we do.
I'm just curious. Generally don't hear you in the afternoon going home, so I was figuring you were 12-hour shifts over there. It's raining like crazy last night at the house, and this morning still raining, and down here it's like nothing.
Storm come through Poundville yesterday evening about 7:30-ish.
Oh, my house didn't last night.
It's like pouring it out of a bucket at the house last night. But once I got down to Traveler's Rest, it's like it hadn't rained at all. And over here in Easley, it hadn't rained at all. But I mean, it dried the bone out here.
6S.
This is KO4HX, Patrick on this end. And there's a whole gaggle of guys in here this morning.
Good morning, KN4TFW Kent.
Media 2, JKT, Eric.
Ken and Eric, this is Tom, Whiskey Victor 6 Zulu. I'm hoping I'm on my ex up here in Marietta this morning. Fresh out of the hospital this morning. I've missed you guys. I used to get to listen to you all the time on the way to work or on the way back home from, and it's been a pretty good while. Just wanted to check in with y'all this morning and say good morning to everybody.
Glad you're home, and hope everything is going well with you.
Hey, it's going a lot better this morning than it has been for quite a while. Kind of surprised I'm on my ex with this kind of pathetic handheld, but hey, as long as it works and I'm doing okay. Has anybody heard Dude on lately? N4AZE?
I do. He was here in the morning.
Trying to get in touch with a friend of his of mine, a mutual friend, and yeah, I'll try to catch him on here each morning until I finally do. I guess apparently our friend has got a new telephone number or something. Can't quite get a hold of him. But hey, y'all be careful out there on the road this morning. Just wanted to say hello, and yeah, I'm still about amongst the body count that's on this side of the turf, guys, so. I guess I'll be in here to pester y'all every once in a while. Top of the morning, everybody. Have a great day. Whiskey Victor 6 of Zulu 73.
Anytime, sir. Don't hesitate to jump in. KO4HKX. And I'm going to switch vehicles, guys. Y'all carry on, and I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX.
73, Tom. Good to hear you. Come back and join us anytime. KN4TFW.
73, Tom. Good to make your acquaintance this morning. Jump in anytime. This is WTUJKT.
You look good, Mr. Thomas. KQ4ZLE. Welcome, sir.
Tom, KM4NAP. Let's keep it going. Somebody's got to keep me awake here. KM4NAP.
I'd take a nap if you wanted, right?
I will. Once everybody signs off. Even though I am fixing to get up and go get me another cup of coffee.
Big now.
Me too.
Habit for me.
My wife last night, like I can't remember the last time I slept in past about 6 o'clock in the morning, except there was one weekend about a year ago where I didn't wake up until almost 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and I still remember that day. It's like a red letter day in my life, being able to sleep in until 9.
He's not used to it. Sometimes I'm sleeping late like that one time make you feel bad the rest of the day.
But, hey, that's for sure. I got Shelby last night, but I'm sure glad I mowed the lawn yesterday.
I need to cut hours, but the engine left let go of my son's truck, so we're getting prepared to do an engine swap for him. So that took my day of trying to get my tractor and stuff ready to cut grass. KQ4ZLE.
New engine for my lawnmower, though. It's got a twin cylinder. I don't know who makes it. I don't think it's a Kohler, but it's got like 500 hours on it. It's consuming a lot of oil. I had to put like a half a quart in it yesterday. So hopefully I get an engine for it.
Got a spare Kohler single, one of those Courage 20 horse engines that I need to sell. It's just sitting at the house. The engine itself's in good shape, but it's just a single. But yeah, I've got the Briggs twin cylinder on my bigger mower. It's like a 25 horse, and that thing goes really good. I've been really happy with it.
4 horse Husky lawnmower. I just can't remember who makes the engine, but yeah, it's 48-inch cut. I like it a lot. It does a great job cutting. I put new blades on it last weekend and a new belt and everything, and it's doing great, but it does smoke a little bit, and it uses quite a bit of oil because of the high hours, but yeah, I'll look around, see what I can find. I'm going to try to milk it for every bit I can get out of it first.
And then I don't blame you. They have something to freeze.
Electric ones, but employees have a hard time getting them. So it's here, so there aren't any tariff issues except on maybe some of the parts.
Bought one of the push electric mowers. It does okay for them. I haven't used it or tried or anything, but it says it does pretty decent for them.
Electric push mowers for doing the stuff that I can't get to with the riding mower, but yeah, it does a good job. I was actually kind of surprised when I got it how well it did.
48. I'm up again, guys. I could just barely pull you out of the weeds there. When they're rainy and foggy, I guess it might be harder for you to get in on HD.
Roger that. KQ4 YCI, clear and monitoring.
Roger that. Good to hear you this morning. We had to get you a crossband repeater set up from your house so you can use your HD. Running and I can carry it with me. But good to hear you this morning. Hey, we'll get you set up on that one day soon. I'll give you a shout later today, or you can this morning if you want to, either one. KO4HKX. In here again, Andrew, KO4HK.
Still here, everybody's just got quiet.
KM4KSW.
Still here, WTJKD.
KQ4ZLE.
Here, KM4NAP.
Well, I am back mobile in the big truck now, on a different radio.
About HD radios, I recently dug my old ICOM handheld radio up that I used for firing EMS for so many years, the IC3021T, and got hold of the programming software, and then got an antenna tuned for the ham band, all ICOM parts, and man, the difference with that going from the bio thing is just unreal.
Probably a huge improvement over the bio thing.
That the bio thing was doing, which I know they do pretty good, don't get me wrong, but that ICOM, man, it just smokes it. The repeaters that I can hit with it, and just, you know, the clarity of it and everything is just unreal.
Paid for WTJKT.
Right there. Yeah, I bought that radio brand new in 2008 and used it on many EMS and fire calls through the years, and just had it put away, and I ran across it. I'm like, I wonder what I can do with this, and then got a hold of all the programming software and the new cables and stuff. And one thing I did find out by ICOM is their cables do expire, the drivers expire, so you got to get an updated cable as well as software. But got it, and it's doing great.
The companies do to keep that revenue stream going for public safety stuff.
I feel like Motorola is the worst out of all of them with their, you know, their cables, their radios are cable specific. The cables are radio specific, you know. Then with ICOM, one cable will do a bunch of radios, whether it be public service radios or ham radios. So that's one good thing about ICOM.
They've got to buy a new cable every so often.
Redo the drivers on them. I had the original cable to that radio, and I couldn't figure out why it wouldn't work.
I got to talk to a buddy of mine. He's a big ICOM guy, and he was like, yeah, he said the cables, unfortunately, the drivers, they change on them. So I found the new cable, and like I said, luckily it works great.
Will expire, and that's the first.
The original software, I lost it a long time ago. It may, the original cable may still work as long as you don't get on the internet with it. But I bought this new software through ICOM. Paid a little bit for it, but it's kind of, to me, worth it in the long run. But yeah, so, but that just makes everything link up really good and made it an easy program. A new ICOM battery on the back of it, but the case itself has got its battles through the years.
Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be, have a good one, be safe, and so we'll holler at you later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day and be safe. W2JKT.
Andrew, be safe out there, man. KQ4ZLE.
7-3, gun. Andrew, KN4NAP.
Please remember to order a bunch of batteries.
Got you going.
For the tariff pricing yet? Conversation, but you know, we moved a lot of our production to Vietnam, and they just got hit with 46%. So yeah, it's only a matter of time before that hits the street. The 8 amp hour and 12 amp hour batteries while I can. Today he said he bought himself a new computer. So yeah, it's. I think there's going to be like a shock rush on things for a little while. People trying to buy stuff before the tariff pricing hit, but then I don't know what's going to happen after that.
Not a lot of, probably not a lot of difference between 46% tariff on something made over in Vietnam versus paying high price American labor, right?
I think I missed about half of that.
I didn't figure there'd be a lot of difference in price between a lot of tariffs on something made cheap or something made over here should be a wash just about it.
Yeah, but I don't think it really works that way. Battery factory just doesn't get built overnight in the United States, nor does a chip factory or a car plant or anything like that. You know, it takes 15 years to build a chip plant. Takes probably about 5 years to build a battery plant, so, you know, there's not much we can do in the meantime.
It definitely does take a long time now, especially, you know, you got all the planning stages, takes years.
I mean, you might think of a battery or a chip as something simple. A chip is definitely not something simple, but, you know, it's a very highly precision process, and it's not easy, so building, you know, a big factory to do it takes a long time. And putting tariffs on things you can't even make here, like bananas and coffee and stuff. So, you know, we're going to start paying tariffs on stuff, you know, food things that we can't even make here, and that's going to be interesting, too.
Totally agree with you on, I mean, if you can't make it over here.
Wine.
On that one.
There are several good vineyards in North Carolina that we like. Yolo Vineyards up in the Yadkin Valley is fantastic. We've loved every single wine we've gotten from them. And Courtney just ordered 6 more bottles over the weekend that we're going to get today. We're going to try a couple of them this weekend. But yeah, American wines are actually up and coming, especially in the Southeast, like the Mid-Atlantic region. I'm not a huge fan of California wines anymore, but, you know, the North Carolina, Virginia area has really, really, you know, come about in making some great wines.
A whole lot of wine, not a little bit. I mean, not exactly sure where they're made at, so I don't guess I've ever looked at the bottle that close.
The bottle, let me know and tell me what you like, and maybe I can get something for you that you would really enjoy.